The Hungarian government is considering ways to limit the activities of groups that advocate for human rights, democracy, and press freedom. These non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, often receive funding from abroad, and Hungary's nationalist leader says they are shadowy organizations that meddle in his government's affairs and encourage illegal activity. NPR's Soraya Sahari-Nelson has more from Budapest.
Employees at the downtown office of the Hungarian Helsinki Committee say they give a voice to people here who would otherwise have none. On a recent afternoon, it's a gay Pakistani asylum seeker who needs help. The committee's András Lederer calls a Hungarian immigration official about paperwork he filed weeks ago on the Pakistani man's behalf.
Because sometimes faxes go missing and all that, and it contained quite important information, and she just confirmed that, yes, she got it. She forgot to tell me that she got it, but she has it.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán deems such work to be suspicious because the NGO is funded from abroad. Now Orbán wants it and other NGOs receiving $25,000 or more from foreign sources to declare that funding whenever they act. His Fidesz political party recently introduced a draft law to that effect in the Hungarian parliament and has enough votes to pass it. Zoltán Kovács is Orbán's spokesman.
We've been concerned especially by the activity of those so-called human rights groups who are engaged in, as they call it, asylum politics and the refugee issues. As a matter of fact, we call it illegal migrant business, actually, because they are actively engaged in that element of what is happening at the ground.
Kovács says the Hungarian Helsinki Committee in particular has, quote, caused some concern. The NGO represented two Bangladeshi migrants who recently won a case against Hungary before the European Court of Human Rights. Orbán's critics argue the draft bill is payback and that it unfairly stigmatizes groups promoting democracy and rule of law here. European officials in Brussels recently warned Orbán that his government will face legal action if it persists. Hungarian Helsinki Committee co-chair Marta Pardavi says the draft law is redundant because NGOs already must disclose to the Hungarian government and the public where their funding comes from. The difference with the new measure is that they will constantly have to say they are foreign funded whenever they do anything, Pardavi says.
We have to basically label ourselves as suspicious, as posing a threat to Hungary. The law itself is one step on a very dangerous path.
One that Amnesty International last month compared to Russia's clampdown on NGOs. It's not the first time Orbán has gone after Hungarian civil society, says Veronika Mora, who heads the Hungarian Environmental Partnership Foundation. Mora said the earlier attempt backfired and that the NGOs ended up stronger because they banded together.
But on the other hand, it had, interestingly, a chilling effect more on the organizations that were not themselves in the spotlight, but who are smaller, weaker, and primarily work in the countryside, because those organizations are much more dependent on the local power relations.
Orbán's political allies in the European Parliament claim he is ready to end the standoff with Brussels over the controversial measure. But the Hungarian Prime Minister struck a more defiant note, telling reporters nobody will set conditions for Hungary. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Budapest.